This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you know it, that it does not matter who the host is. Never has, never will. And let's continue it being that way. Anyways, how are you on this lovely Monday, October the 14th of 2024, day 288 of the year, and only 78 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues at that other place.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Yes, infiltration and Radio Big is a combination of stuff on how we normally do it. No doubt about that one, as we are hanging out. So let's talk about it. If you're new to our show, let's talk about a little bit of the stuff that we do. We talk about safety in the news, news and safety. That's just kind of the way that it goes in regards to the things that we have going on. So you don't need to worry about any of that stuff, because that is what we're going to cover today for sure. So if you want to hang out and talk to us and do some things, video, audio or text messaging, callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. We'll get you moving and grooving, no doubt about that. So with that being said, let's talk about this. You know, it's a holiday today for most people, so I don't know how many people are out there. I don't know if people are enjoying their third day of the week that they would be off currently. So we're gonna shoot boop, 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 and take a look and see what the hell happens here. We'll go from there. That's kind of the way that it goes. That's kind of the thing that we're going to do today. I think it'll be simpler that way, opposed to doing any other aspect whatsoever. So if you're cool with it, I'm cool with it, and then we'll get it moving and grooving. What do you think? So here's the way that our world works. We do video, audio, and we do video and audio. So the first hour is video. The second and third hour are just audio only. Is the way that it works. RadioBig.fm, SafetyFM.com, kind of the multiple places on where you can come in and hang out and do the thing. So there you go. Some stuff always going on as we are doing our gigo. So with that being said, why don't we start talking real quick about what the hell was trending in the overnight.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's take a look at the trends of the ends of the ends of the ends of the ends. Here we go. Questions swirl around the arrest of another alleged Trump assassin, and tensions escalate around the world. We'll talk about that details as we get into the hit list. Also, R. Kelly's daughter makes some shocking accusations, and Kevin Costner releases a new song for hurricane victims. Yes, I did say Kevin Costner, just in case. Al Pacino has no movie souvenirs, and while Wild Robot sequel is in the works, we'll talk about that. Also, Meghan Markle teaches young women the subtle art of victimhood. Yeah, I did say that out loud. So a lot of stuff going on this morning as we are hanging out and doing our thing. So if you're ready, I'm ready, and we'll go from there. So let's do this. Why don't we go ahead and get you into some news right away about what the hell's going on inside of the world.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Israel's investigating how a Hezbollah drone attack evaded air defense systems and killed four soldiers at a military base in the north of the country. The US is calling on its ally to do more to protect UN peacekeepers in southern Lebanon after they were urged to leave the area by Israel. John Dernins, a former senior officer with UN peacekeepers.
Of course the Israelis want the UN out of the way because they call them human shields, but in effect what the UN is an obstacle for the Israelis to stop the Israelis using the full power of their weaponry against the Lebanese people.
The United States will deploy a sophisticated high-altitude anti-missile system to Israel to help bolster its air defenses. The Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, or THAAD, battery is being sent along with 100 American troops to help operate it. It comes after Iran launched two direct missile attacks on Israel this year. Benji Hire reports from Washington.
A Pentagon statement said President Joe Biden had ordered the system and its crew to be sent to defend Israel, a move that, quote, underscores the United States' ironclad commitment to its Middle East ally. The US previously sent the technology shortly after the October 7th terror attack by Hamas last year. Iran has since fired hundreds of ballistic missiles towards Israel in response to Israel's assassinations of the leaders of the Iranian-backed militias Hamas and Hezbollah. Israel has in turn stepped up its campaign against Hezbollah in recent weeks, carrying out deadly airstrikes and putting soldiers on the ground in Lebanon. Benji Hire, Washington.
Donald Trump has thanked officials after police arrested a man with guns and illegal ammunition outside a rally in California. The suspect has been released on bail after being stopped at a checkpoint. The Secret Service insists Donald Trump was not in danger. Police are investigating the murder of former State Minister Baba Siddiq, which took place in India's financial capital, Mumbai, on Saturday. Three people have been arrested after Siddiq was shot near the office of his son, who's also a politician. The murders being linked to the gang of a notorious gangster, which comes ahead of the elections due to be held in the state next month. Rebecca Bundon reports from Mumbai.
These are really politically significant elections that are just a matter of weeks away, and certainly it is having an impact on the landscape. It has shaken the political landscape, with opposition parties actually criticising the state government, police in the state of Maharashtra for a lapse. They're talking about a deterioration in law and order in the city of Mumbai. Mumbai has long been considered one of India's safest cities. It also did take place during a busy festive period.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, what should Western governments be doing about the crisis in the Middle East, given that they appear unwilling to use the leverage they do have over the Israelis? President Biden again last week indicated disquiet over the actions of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but again stopped short of threatening to take any reprisals against Israel, like suspending weapons shipments. So what to do? Lord Peter Ricketts is a former senior British diplomat. He chaired the UK's Joint Intelligence Committee under Prime Minister Tony Blair.
Clearly, there is no useful diplomatic leverage on Netanyahu. The humanitarian situation in Gaza is getting worse and worse as Israel is beginning to shepherd hundreds of thousands of people south from the north of Gaza, which they're going back to attacking. So I think humanitarian support, and I think continuing to look at what happens when finally a ceasefire comes, both in Gaza and in southern Lebanon. Because wars do always end sometime, And there needs to be a plan. I don't see any sign of an Israeli strategy, but I think that the British government, with the French, the Americans and others, ought to be working now to make sure there's a viable plan for the day that comes, perhaps after Netanyahu's left office, where we can get back to some kind of political settlement.
And he says that Netanyahu's policy of security at any cost is not working. We'll hear more about that tomorrow. I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Israel's investigating how a Hezbollah drone attack evaded air defense systems and killed four soldiers at a military base. The US will deploy a sophisticated high-altitude anti-missile system for Israel. Donald Trump's thanked officials after police arrested a man with guns and illegal ammunition outside a rally in California, and police in India are investigating the murder of former State Minister Baba Sadiq, which took place in Mumbai on Saturday. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC registered investment advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Radio.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day,
improved quality of sleep,
enhanced digestive comfort, and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
You are listening to something magical. You're not listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
So the question becomes, if you're listening to something magical, do you have to believe in magic? Maybe that's the other question that comes about as we are hanging. Okay, so let's talk real quick because a lot of stuff going on. So let me tell you this because I forgot to mention at the very beginning. Tomorrow, if you're in Orlando, we will be doing Safety Day at the Rosen Plaza, if I have this all correct in my brain. But sometimes my brain doesn't work the way that I would like it to. So the Rosen Plaza tomorrow, Safety Day, taking place at the Rosen Plaza starting at 8 o'clock in the morning. That's Eastern time. So if you are in Orlando, it's a fun-filled day going on there. No doubt about that. I will tell you, as you take a look, the registration starts at 7 o'clock in the morning. It's kind of the way that it goes. It's seven o'clock to 8:30, and then they all have speakers throughout the day, starting as early as 8:40. Everything starts off. I mean, like the event itself starts at 8:30 in the morning. So if you want to come out, hang out, and do all that fun stuff, you're more than welcome on doing so. No doubt about that. And listen, it starts at 8:30, give or take, unless you want to register as early as 7, and you're out by 3:15. 3:15. So some good times if you want to come and hang out tomorrow, Rosen Plaza. For more information, go to acfs.org. That's acfs.org to come hang out and do the thing that's going on. No doubt about that. That's tomorrow. I'll be broadcasting live from there as we are doing our thingo. So there you go, acfs.org. Yeah, so I would love to see you there. You come hang out. We'll do some stuff, no doubt about that, because that is what we do. So let's continue talking about some other things that are going on inside
of the world of the shit list.
So let's get into that right now. The Sheriff's Office at Riverside County, California, announced on Sunday it arrested a man who allegedly believed was planning on to kill Donald Trump during his speech at Coachella on Saturday. The police apprehended a 49-year-old Vim Miller about a mile from the entry point of the event. In his car, he had a loaded shotgun, a handgun, and a magazine. He reported also had multiple passports with different names, multiple phony event passes, and forged press pass. His vehicle was also unregistered and had a fake license plate. Riverside County Sheriff Chad Biano says that we probably stopped another assassination attempt. Miller has a bit of a public profile, though, most recently running for the Nevada State Assembly in 2022 as a Republican. He has been booked on charges of illegal possession of a firearm and a high-capacity magazine, but posted the $5,000 bail. But wait, friends of Miller swiftly took onto social media to call the incident some kind of suspicious mistake. Miller has been vocal of a Trump supporter on social media. He even posted videos from the RNC in Milwaukee in July. So I don't know. It's gonna be an interesting one as we are talking. So some stuff going on right there as we speak. So I don't know. Should we do this? Yeah, I think we should. Let's do this. I am pretty sure that I can get you the video that that we speak of. So if you give me just a momento, yes, just a momento, we will get you there. So this is what the video looks like. If you're on the video side of the house, if you're not, don't worry about it because there'll be some sound here. that we can go through some of this information. And it's going to go something like this. Let's make sure the sound's up.
So one thing I don't get is that everything at this convention, at the Republican National Convention, is cashless. This whole place is cashless. So I don't know. See, that's a Republican National Convention behind me. Wonderful people, wonderful time. Just not happy that it's all cashless.
Okay, so he showed some pictures of the convention itself, if you're there. Now he's actually approached Donald Trump Jr., just so you know. So let's continue with this. And there he is with Mr. Dr. Peterson himself, as he's hanging out there. And now he has just several pictures of what's going on. So I don't know. I'm just showing you the info, not saying good, bad, or indifferent. I am just saying this is what's going on. So people have questions in regards on how legit some of this info is. So there you go. I'm sharing because they shared. Who knows? I mean, I guess we'll find out more as we're going on. Because it gets weird. I mean, what is this? The third assassination attempt and since July. So we're talking, so it was July the 13th. So in 3 months, he's had about one a month, give or take. So there you go. Also, let's talk about some other news. SpaceX conducted the fifth launch of its Starship rocket on Sunday to a stunning success. The mission accomplished two major milestones, recovering the booster section so it can be reused and safely returning the Starship body to Earth from orbit right on target to the Indian Ocean. Catching the Super Heavy booster engine has been to be believed that it had actually occurred. That is an AI or a computer rendering. Not only was the booster section able to maneuver itself towards the launch pad after carrying the rocket towards orbit, it was snatched mid-air by the SpaceX called Chopsticks mounted to its Michelina is what it sounds like tower. To make it the achievement even more astonishing, it was the first time for the test of the system, including the Chopstick technology to catch the Starship booster. It's the most powerful space rocket engine ever built. This is, of course, according to SpaceX, because who else would say this stuff? I mean, I don't know. I'm going to tell you on this one, you have to take a look at it because it's pretty astonishing, and I can't even use the words to describe exactly what it does because it's that interesting on how it works. So I don't know. I will tell you, go take a look at it. In regards on how they're able to maneuver this thing for it to be reused, caught, and so on, astonishing. Is the only thing that I could, that's the only verbiage that I could use. I mean, of course, they're cheering in the background as it is playing, but there you go. Some stuff to take a look at if you have the opportunity. If the opportunity knocks, of course, I mean, why else would you do it? Okay, so boots on the ground, American troops will deploy to Israel to manage and operate missile defense system. The Terminal High Altitude Area Defense Battery requires a crew of about 100 soldiers. The deployment marks the first time American troops will be on the ground in Israel since October the 7th attacks of last year. In a statement, the Pentagon says the defense system will help bolster Israel's air defense following Iran's unprecedented attacks against Israel. This is according to the United States Department of Defense. So what do you think there? I'm being serious. What do you think? Because it gets interesting as we are talking. I look at these things and I go, if this is what they're being deployed for, up to 100 soldiers to be able to use this system, are they doing the right thing or are they doing the wrong thing? I never know. I always think about it that this is probably going to be the case scenario where you have to talk about. I mean, you would have to tell me your thoughts exactly if you agree or disagree with it. So there you go. Anyways, North Korean state media reported Sunday that it has forfeited its southern border with artillery units and preparing to shoot down drones flying over the area. These drones typically drop 8 packages and pamphlets critical to the Kim regime. On Friday, the North accused the South of sending drones all the way to its capital city. The Kim regime says the South must stop the private groups from deploying these drones in the first place, and failure to do so will require military retaliation. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says that it cannot confirm the North Korea accusation. This is according to Reuters. So there you go. I don't know. It gets weird. I mean, imagine that, you know, your neighbors to the north and to the south, and you can't get along. I know. Sounds all too familiar if you really kind of start taking some considerations into it. Anyways, who are the rudest, most foul-mouthed fans in the NFL, according to betting site Flash Picks? Well, if you're ready. Detroit Lions fans take the top of the list. Flashbacks looked at all 32 NFL teams, according to Reddit channel, and tailed up the number of profanities of which Lions fans spewed, about 288. Las Vegas Raider fans came in second with 274 cuss words, followed by the Pittsburgh Steelers with 238. So there you go. A lot of stuff right there. When you start thinking about it, I mean, I don't know. I'm still kind of weirded out about the whole football thing. And let me explain to you, because this is where the conundrum occurs for me. For years and years and years, you could not get me to do anything on a Sunday outside of going to church first thing and then actually going home and watching football. And when I'm saying years, I'm talking about decades. I would not do anything, especially when Sunday NFL Ticket came about and they were the exclusive provider of the Red Zone. So I would stay home all day and just watch that channel over and over and over and over again and loved how it jumped around. And then one morning I just woke up and I said, you know, I've wasted so much of my life just watching these football games because I'm accomplishing absolutely nothing. And ever since then, I stopped watching it. That's been probably over 10 years ago at this particular point. And hey, listen, you need to do whatever you think is best for you. But I just got up and said, I think I'm done. And I stopped watching and life went on. Life moved on, and it was not as important as it used to be. I know. Gets weird sometimes, but that's what occurred. Anyway, so let's talk real quick about the box office, because some people are going to be extremely interested about what the hell was going on over there. So let's talk about this. At number 10 over the weekend, The Apprentice with $1.6 million. That was a new movie that came out. Also at number 9, The Nightmare Before Christmas, a re-release, $2.3 million. At number 8, My Hero Academia, Your Next, $3 million. Saturday Night was at number 7 with $3.4 million. It came up from number 19. To 7, that's pretty good. At number 6, Transformers won $3.6 million. At number 5, Piece by Piece, $3.8 million. That was a new movie in the box office. At number 4, Beetlejuice, $7 million, down from the number 3 spot. At number 3, you ready for this? Joker Part 2, $7 million, fell down from the number 1 spot. And then at the number 2 spot was Wild Robot with $13.4 million. Now, here's going to be the next thing. This is going to be interesting for some. Are you a horror movie fan? Because if you're not, this might not be a title that you recognize. But if you are a horror movie fan, you definitely made this happen over the weekend. Terrifier 3. Yeah, Terrifier 3. $18.3 million, the new number one movie in the box office. I'll put it to you this way. These movies, I've seen the first two parts, are probably some of the goriest movies that you can ever see. And they are claiming, meaning moviegoers, that part 3 is even gorier than the other two combined. So that should tell you something. And I remember that when I saw Terrifier 1 and 2 was when I started getting my arm tattoos. So yeah, that should tell you something.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Yeah, I was pretty sure that one of the tattoo artists had thought I had lost my mind by doing that, but whatever. Anyway, so let's talk about the Dow and what happened on Friday. The Dow gained about 409 points to close at 42,863. The S&P increased by 34 points to close at 5,815, and the NASDAQ increased by 60 points to close at 18,000. 342. West Texas Intermediate closed at $75 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $78 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.20 on Sunday. Bitcoin was steady over the weekend, trading just around $63,100. And there was more than 2,575 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Sunday, and about only 170 cancellations. Yeah, because, you know, after we were talking about the storm shit last week, nobody was happy with the amount of things that were being canceled. And I get it. I get it. Don't get me wrong. So there you go. Also, Tuesday night's Mega Million drawing will be for a $169 million jackpot or an $80 million cash payout. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for, you ready for this, a $364 million jackpot or $175.2 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, there's an opportunity to do so. Anyway, so I told you about this at the very beginning. R. Kelly's eldest daughter claims that he molested her when she was around 8 or 9 years old. I just remember waking up and him touching me. Buki Abby recalls in A Karma Daughter's Journey, I didn't know even if he was a bad person or that he would do something to me, she added. I was too scared to tell anyone. I was too scared to tell my mom. Kelly's lawyer denies the allegation. Meanwhile, his client is serving 30-year sentence and is eligible for release. Are you ready for this? In 2045, at which time he will be 80. This is according to Page Six. So there you go. Also, in some other news, because we talked about this briefly, Kevin Costner's band, better saying, Modern West, released their first song in nearly 5 years in an effort to support hurricane victims. I Hope You Find Your Way. It provides that kind of refuge for anyone, trudging through the losing sight of hope. He shared on Instagram, adding that all the proceeds will benefit disaster relief funds, Hope Force International. This is according to what he posted on Instagram. So there you go. Glad to see, you know, people using their popularity and their stardom to be able to help others. It's always important to be able to assist others. I have a friend down in Clearwater that he's been going around assisting people in regards to taking pictures of damages and things along those lines inside of people's houses. And he's even been going around like in a boat and to be able to try to help some of the people that are out there. So congratulations to them. I mean, it's one of those things that, you know, you have to help people in need. If you take a listen or take a look as well in regards to what the hell is going down in St. Pete, Clearwater, it's terrible just to see how some of those areas were hit by the storm. So just throwing that out there. Anyways, with that being said, it's currently 32 minutes past the top of the hour. I think it's time for us to do that thing that we normally do around this time, and we normally refer to it as our main story. So why don't we go ahead and get into that right now?
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
You know, sometimes I take a look around and I wonder, and I wonder, and I wonder, and I wonder when we're going to try to do some things inside of our world on how we have to take a look at what has occurred until this moment in time before we're able to move forward. And let me explain what I mean by that. You know that when you're about to change something inside of an organization, you almost have to look at the timeline. And I'm not talking about current timeline. I'm talking about looking at all the shit that's happening to the point that you're there. So if you come in and you say, hey, organization A, we need to change some things. Well, before organization A is going to agree to change some stuff, because they've already had some discussions with you, they're going to want to share everything with you. They're going to want to go through the whole whisper sync, if one may say, of everything that has occurred in their timeline. And that's not a bad thing, but it's a weird thing sometimes. And I say this, you know, with up due respect in regards of what the hell's going on, but it can get strange. And I mean strange, not kind of strange, not a little strange, but strange, when we start taking a look at everything that's going on. Because you have to almost know the past before you can go into some of the stuff of the future, because you don't want to get snagged on something that has occurred before or something that was attempted before when you're trying to do some of these changes inside of the organizations. So here's the thing. You know, some people talk about learning teams. Some people talk about operational learning. Some people talk about, you know, just going through the whole sequence of what the freak the past was in regards to some of these organizations. And here's what I will tell you. when you want to take a look around and you want to do some of this stuff, sit with the people that are in the front line. No, listen to me for a moment. Sit with the people that are in the front line. Let them tell you the stories. The good, the bad, the ugly of what has occurred. Because what happens a good chunk of the time is that we tend to forget that the people that are in the front line are the people that see day in and day out what is going on. They see day in and day out what has happened. They see day in and day out if there's been any changes of what they were told in the past. And I know it is hard sometimes to sit there and go, well, is this something we really want to do? Well, it shouldn't be something that you're considering or debating or anything along those lines. It should just be something that's done. And I say this from this one standpoint. Imagine that you have a senior worker inside of that organization. And they tell you every time that there's been an attempt to change something, nothing really changes. But all of a sudden, they go, this time it's different. This time there has been people listening to what we want to do. There's been people listening to the things that we think that are important based on operational learning, based on learning teams, based on whatever versionality of that wording you want to use. How is that going to affect everything? I think it will be what people will deem, quote unquote, a game changer. But if you look at it and go, how do we move forward? That's the way you move forward. It's people have to feel, and it is a feeling thing, that they're being recognized in the stuff that's going on. Because imagine how important it is to them. I've been here as a senior worker. All of a sudden, I have this thought process on how certain things should change, and now you are taking a listen, and you are willing to let those things change. Think about how important that would be for me. As an employee, a frontline worker, a person who has been there with a level of seniority of, hey, now it is time for people to listen to what I want, and they're basing it around this other change they're trying to implement. Because in the past, that wasn't the way that it was done. I think it will have a bigger impact opposed to just going in and going, ah, we're going to change this and not listening to anything that has occurred previously. That's just my thought. I mean, what do I know? Just a guy behind a microphone.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R, Safety Show.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you
after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Georgia, and South Carolina. For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery, Coastal Claim Consultants.
Rio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Mr. Safety Fiend, old, stale, and hacked.
Mr. Safety Fiend are still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
We're rocking all day at work because we don't give a duck. Autocorrect probably just saved my ass there.
Like I give a flying, you know.
She's a story mama told you not to touch, but you can shake your curiosity. She's too hot to handle.
Okay, there you go. Currently 44 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely day. This right here is the Rated R Safety Show. You are listening to Too Hot to Handle by Yellen. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music. I would recommend you give it a little download, Yodi, a little streamer action if you want. Could be a good time for you. I'm just throwing that out there, man. Just throwing it out there. Okay, so there you go. Okay, thanks to Yellen for allowing us to play this right here. Yeah, you know how it goes, man. I love me some music. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So let's get back into some other things. Let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And the people at To Write Love on Your Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com to get everything moving and grooving for you. Once you get there, click on the section that says Find Help. You'll get there and see all kinds of information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support. That's just to name a few things. So keep that in mind as we are talking. That's TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. Yep, I'm going to tell you, can change your life. You might look at it and go, oh, this is not information for me. Might not be information for you right now, but it could be information for you in the future, or it could be information needed for someone else. You never know on how these things will end up working. That's all I say in that particular regards. Because listen, I look at this and go, I would have never thought I would have been so involved with some of this stuff because I'd never realized how important the info was. Really, just the reality of it. And going, you know, there's always been this weird stigma when it comes to mental health where people feel like, oh, we can't talk about this and all this other kind of stuff. And it's interesting just taking a listen sometimes to what people's mentality it is when it comes to this. You know, you just need to rough it out and all this other stuff. And maybe that's something that worked 20, 30 years ago, but that's just not kind of the way that it goes anymore. This is the stuff that we need to talk about. It's not something that should be hidden or put away into a closet or anything along those lines. It's just something that we need to discuss. Anyways, TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. Talking about all kinds of stuff, let's talk about some well-being things because I think that that's important as we are talking. A good night's sleep can be the cure of all sorts of ailments. A new research says that it may also be the best medicine for loneliness. The National Sleep Foundation in Washington, D.C. found that getting a good night's sleep or a good night's rest can help people feel more connected with others. Specifically, the researchers found that better sleep health is linked to lower levels of emotional, social, and total loneliness. The effects were seen across adults of all ages. The U.S. Surgeon General declared that loneliness is a public crisis back in 2023, comparing it to the health risk that one could face feeling lonely and the effects of smoking up to 15 cigarettes a day. It's a good thing then that if you're lonely, you probably have no one to bum cigarettes off of. I mean, I'm just saying there. So what do you think? I mean, I don't know. Do you feel that sleeping more would help you get better suited or acclimated with stuff? I look at it and go, it's a whole plethora of things as we are talking. No doubt about that. Anyways, let's get into some other information because I feel like that's what we do around here. We talk a little bit about some of this, some of that, some a little there, a little here, and all this stuff. Take a listen to this real quick. After 5 years of living in the UK, Tom Cruise is ready to come back stateside. He wrapped up filming Mission Impossible: Dead Reckoning last week and swiftly said goodbye. A source said that while Cruise has fallen in love with the country, he is looking forward to being closer to his son Connor and friends in the States. No word whether or not he will try to mend things with his daughter Shuri, who is now an adult. This is according to The Sun. How does this stuff become a thing in regards of what we're talking about? So take a listen to this. T.I. is retiring from the rap game. He announced in the Atlanta 96.1, the Beat Annual Jingle Ball Festival, that it will be his last performance. He is headlining the event alongside Khalid, T-Pain, and the Kid Laroi. I don't know how you say the last thing, but whatever. As for why T.I. feels that it's now the time to lay down the mic, he said that simply doesn't want to do it anymore. I mean, that's a good reason. I always find it interesting that people feel obligated not to call it quits on certain things. If you're not happy doing something, if you think that, you know, it is time to be done so, then be done with it. I always look at it from this standpoint. If you are forced, or you feeling forced that you have to do stuff, you're going to hate it. Like, you're going to hate it. Is this the kind of the way that it goes? I look at it as retire. You know, do your thing. You've already served the community in regards of what you wanted to accomplish, and I think that that's going to be the way to go. That's just it. So there you go. Some stuff going on right there. So do you remember the Tiger King? Let's talk about this real quick. You know, the Tiger King, it was kind of very popular during the pandemic years. The Tiger King star, Joe Exotic, is one of 140 inmates at FMC Fort Worth that has been infected with a painful skin disease known as scabies. Per the CDC, scabies is caused by human itch mite that leads to an intense itching, pimple-like skin rash, and is spread by the skin-to-skin contact. That's not all. Exotic also says that rats have infested the living quarters of where he's actually located. Spokesperson for the prison says that all necessary precautions are in place to protect employees, incarcerated individuals, and the community from being exposed. No word on the rodents, though. So, let's talk about this real quick. So you got some scabies, or scabies, or whatever the hell you want to call them. And now all of a sudden, you know, this is what's going down in prison. And they're claiming that this is caused by skin-to-skin contact. So can we get some more information, please, in regards of what's going on? Because I think that that's going to be an interesting one as we are talking. It can't just be left there and go, oh, there's not more information. I mean, I'm just saying. Something to think about there for sure. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we bring some John Smalls into our life? Because it's always a good time when he comes in and he starts telling us about what the hell is going on with the Motivation Minute. So let's do that right now.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Grace. Winston Churchill said, "Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts." What a great quote. Think about the beginning of that quote. Success is not final. Can you think of anyone who seemed to have it all, and then because of an action of theirs, they lost it all? I'm sure you can think of somebody. Now, if nobody else is coming to mind, think about a celebrity who just recently got in hot water. A musician who seemed to have everything going for himself. Then, all of a sudden, it seems like his empire is collapsing all around him. Now, I'm going to steer clear of any further details because I do believe in innocent until proven guilty, but the world does not.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your 1 minute devotion. If pure motives were a requirement for kingdom work, then most of us would be disqualified. Our motives are mixed bag at best. Well, at least mine are. Personal ambition exists side by side with kingdom motives. I'm never sure if I'm motivated by a sincere desire to see Christ glorified or if I'm working to advance my career. Thankfully, the Lord can work through us even if we have mixed motives. Nonetheless, I'll not be satisfied until the Lord has purified my motives and crucified my carnal ambitions. Lord, do your holy work in us, even as you work through us. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Radar Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Israel's investigating how a Hezbollah drone attack evaded air defense systems and killed four soldiers at a military base. The US will deploy a sophisticated high-altitude anti-missile system to Israel. Donald Trump's thanked officials after police arrested a man with guns and illegal ammunition outside a rally in California, and police in India are investigating the murder of former State Minister Baba Sadiq, which took place in Mumbai on Saturday.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Real Big.
Hey now. So there you go. Anyway, some stuff to think about, that's for sure. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. As I take a look around, let's see. Let's go to 1994. Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction premieres in the movie theaters. It was a box office hit, raking in over $100 million. It starred an ensemble cast, including John Travolta, Samuel L. Jackson, Bruce Willis, and Uma Thurman. The flick got 7 Oscar nominations and 1 Best Screenplay. That was back in 1994 on this date, October the 14th. So there you go. So I have some birthdays that are going on today. Rowan Blanchard turns 23. Quinn Hughes, 25. Jared Gott, 30. Charlie Kirk, 31. Jay Farrow, 37. Stacey Keebler. Oh, Stacey Keebler. She turns 45 today. Usher turns 46. Natalie Maines, 50. Stephen A. Smith, 57. Beth Daniels, 68. Ralph Lauren turns 85. So there you go. There's some birthdays for you. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, I have some of those for you. Because of course I do. Why would I not have some of those days to talk about? It's Columbus Day, National I Love You Day, National Kick Butt Day, International E-Waste Day, National Real Sugar Day, National Dessert Day, Be Bald and Be Free Day. I thought I was trying to celebrate that one every day. I don't know. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not. I can never get anything straight anymore in that particular regards. So let's talk about this real quick. Let's talk about if you need a random joke for today, because I will definitely set you up with one of those. Why would I not do that? So it would sound something, very similar to this. I always arrive late to work, but I make up for it by leaving early. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What's your go-to unhealthy snack? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. Most of us make do with just one of these, but a survey found that 1 in 10 of us use 2 or more. What is it? An alarm clock. So there you go. Yeah, I think my wife knows about that. I swear she has like several of them going off several times in a row, but whatever. We can leave that conversation for a different day. So anyways, that's going to pretty much sum up our time together. At the top of the hour, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me and do the things that we do on that side of the equation. No doubt about that. So there you go. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. In the next few moments, a couple of different things will happen. I will go over to Radio Big, like I already stated, but Sheldon Primus will come up into Safety FM. If you want to learn about the world of safety consulting, stay right here on Safety FM. If you don't and you want to come and hang out with me as we talk about the world of entertainment and music, a blaze of music, well, you can go to Radio Big for that. So there you go. Anyways, that's going to sum it up. That's it. Let me give you a deep thought for today, if I can. Be grateful to the people who make us happy. They are a charming gardeners who make our souls blossom. That's something to think about. That is for sure. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love ya, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
She's a stone and mama told you not to touch, but you can shake your curiosity. She's too hot to handle.